JJ Redick. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Christian Laettner.
Uh-huh.
He is definitely
worse.
He's this guy right here.
This guy's the worst.
Yeah.
So let's get into it now.
Let's get into it now.
I'm enraged about this.
Go ahead.
That's fine.
Just one question before you start, though. If I don't think so, but I just want to make sure. If he gets traded to Boston, does it affect his fantasy value at all?
It's Marcus Cousins.
It's seasonal.
Yeah, big cuz.
Yeah.
No, he's still
I didn't think so, but I just wanted to check.
Yeah. All right. So...
a long line.
So you
of
have
hated
there's been a lot of people at Duke that have just been hated.
Yeah, I saw
Duke.
This last night.
JJ Redick, as Corey mentioned, Christian Laettner, John Shire, for instance.
Oh yeah,
all these guys.
Wojo was not the nicest guy either.
Right, uh-huh. All of these guys are there, and they're just hated, right?
Yeah.
And they're hated and hated because they're at Duke. They have a reputation, and that's fine. But some of them were amazing, right? Like, Christian Laettner was amazing. And J.J. Redick's the best three-point shooter I've ever seen in my life. And John Shire was a little prick, but that's fine. Grayson Allen was like unlike anything I've ever seen.
Wojo was
before my time.
Was dirty on the court, too.
Wojo was before my time.
What about Bobby Hurley?
Bobby Hurley is likable.
Before my time, too. You said he was likable.
Bobby Hurley was likable.
Danny Ainge.
But yes, Bobby Hurley also would fit that category, Tony. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So Grayson Allen last night, and he came back, and I didn't like this guy last year. This guy just had a punk kid written all over him every time you saw him. But it was fine. He gave him the benefit of the doubt. He's a good player. And all these analysts were so happy when he decided to come back last year. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know where he was going in the NBA draft, but that's fine. They were so thrilled he was coming back this year. I'm like, all right. And this guy, everyone talks about, we've talked about on this show, we've talked about other shows on this network, the Golden State Warriors, the Steph Currying of the NBA, right, where everyone likes to take a shot from 50 feet out. Maybe we should be talking about the Draymond Greening of basketball. Because everyone now is playing a little extra physical.
Yeah.
And in particular, Grayson Allen, because twice last year, much like Draymond Green did last year, he wound up tripping players. And just like Draymond Green did, first two times last year. Oh, you know what? Maybe he just kicks
it
his
was
leg
an
out.
Accident.
Maybe
yeah.
It was an accident. Same exact thing with Draymond the first two times he did it. Yeah, you know what? He kind of just does that. He sticks his leg out. No big deal.
Yep.
Now, the third time Draymond did it, he got suspended and there's a lot of backlash. But last night with Grayson Allen against Elon University.
Against
this isn't UNC.
I'm like, who?
This isn't Louisville. This isn't Kentucky. This is Elon. Against Elon University in Greensboro, of course.
Yeah.
Grayson Allen playing a little defense against Elon. Guy drives on him. He's playing fine defense, but no big deal. Gets beat. He gets beat as the guy goes to the basket. And this dude literally just picks his leg up.
Yep.
Literally just, he is on the ground. He's not jumping. He is on the ground. Puts his leg up. Dude trips all over him. Falls to the ground. Refs immediately call a foul. They go to the review to see if he trips him intentionally.
Right.
And meanwhile, so the guy obviously gets up, gets in Grayson Allen's face. Like, what'd you do that for, dude?
Yeah.
And he's screaming back at him. Well, what is he screaming about? I have no idea. Right. Guy trips. They call a technical foul on Grayson Allen, as they should have. Grayson Allen goes to the bench, takes a breather, and instead of a breather, he throws a temper tantrum like DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, like DeMarcus Cousins.
He's sitting there. You go to Duke, man. You are a junior. You are the quote unquote leader of this team, along with Emile Jefferson, right? Like, these two guys, junior and senior, have been there. They're supposed to lead Jason Tatum and Harry Giles, all these great freshmen that are there at Duke that have a legitimate eyes set on a national championship, as they do every year at Duke. And you have Grayson Allen sitting there. Like, as Jay Williams, a Duke alum and Coach K alum, said, quote, a perpetulant toddler.
Yeah.
That is what Jay Williams said, not me. That is what Grayson Allen looked like last night. A perpetulant toddler.
He was having a fit on the bench.
About what?
Like somebody did him wrong.
Right. And he tripped the guy.
Yeah.
I saw that, yeah. I hear all these things that, like, he's a nice kid, blah, blah, blah.
I almost cussed just now.
You're
stopping yourself.
It's all lip service. You know, the kid's got to be disciplined.
And I agree. And Coach K is more or less saying, well, I discipline my players the way
my
I want to discipline my players. I do it my way. Nobody's going to tell me how to discipline the player.
Somebody's got to know.
Well, you know what? If that's the case, maybe he needs to be disciplined on the court. Because I guarantee you he wouldn't stick his leg out in Rucker Park. You know what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right.
I guarantee you he wouldn't
West
stick
Fourth Street.
Yeah, I guarantee
right?
you he wouldn't Let stick his leg out if that was DeMarcus Cousins going by him.
100%.
He needs to get his ass kicked on the court.
Yeah.
Because what he is doing is very dangerous.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I saw what Jay Williams said. Seth Greenberg, also an analyst for ESPN. I don't really like Seth Greenberg personally. Just whatever. But Seth Greenberg says, Coach K is Hall of Fame coach, considered perhaps the greatest coach of all time by some, certainly one of the best, if not the best coaches currently in basketball. He is the coach of Team USA. He's the coach of America, essentially. Yeah.
Basically, I didn't think about that.
And he probably needs to send a message to his own player and say, this is unacceptable. This is not how you reach the Olympics. You need to do something, suspend the guy. Not come out with BS statements, I handle it my way, I do what's sufficient. Look at the game team and see what kind of punk you have. You know what? J.J. Redick, you say what you want about him, he didn't do that. He had a lot of threes. He was kind of a dick. He didn't trip players. Yeah. He would have gotten his ass kicked.
Yeah, you're out there like intentionally hurting people.
He got beat. He can't take losing on defensive end.
Yeah,
he can't take it. And
it's immaturity.
And his emotion immediately causes him
to
stick his leg out to try to hurt somebody.
It puts his teammates at a disadvantage because they're going to go after his teammates now.
Yeah, they're going to go after his teammates. They're going to look for revenge. I'm just like, wow, this is baffling to me how this kid is doing this, and nobody has really got after this punk yet. You know what I'm saying?
They will now.
What do you think, Tony?
I look at that, and Mike Krzyzewski's in a bad situation. Like, he should not have commented after the game.
Agreed.
That was too close, and his comments were totally ludicrous for the actions. I think when he has something to think about it, something will be done in this situation. He seems to me like a guy that will handle this, and I thought his comments last night, he should have just took 24 hours to look this over and think about it and what to do about this. I expect him to do something.
You're 100% right, because there's very little chance, I'm thinking, right after the game, he saw all the angles that we saw, right? Like, there's no way that he saw it slowed down over and over and over again. He probably just saw what he saw on the court. He's like, listen, don't talk to me about my players. I'll do my thing my way, which is fine, but you're totally right, Tony. He should have said, listen, I got to review everything, but his first act was to defend his players. I get that. He shouldn't have commented. You're 100% right.
No, sometimes better to say nothing. And this is going to be interesting because everybody can't stand Duke. And a lot of times when you look at that, a lot of times it's a lot of talk about nothing. But this kid is crazy, right? It's a bad situation. Yeah. And you don't see that too often at Duke because all those other guys were hard-nosed players. They won games. And this kid just looks like a punk.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said, there's plenty of reasons to hate. And we've seen people go overboard with the hatred of Duke. And you know what I'm saying? And obviously the time they blame those kids that were innocent and stuff like that. So, like, that perception of Duke basketball and that elite society is out there. And people want to root against that. But, you know, with Christian Laettner and J.J. Redick and these guys, it was kind of like, okay, that was the perception. This kid right here is really an asshole.
He's dirty.
He's really an asshole.
You're a North Carolina fan, right?
Yeah, I root for the Tar Heels.
Yeah.
I think if I didn't root for the Tar Heels, it was still.
I heard people saying last night.
You're a terp, which is worse, probably.
There's a perception out there that people just don't like these players because they come from Duke.
Which is
but
true.
But I don't care who these kids play for. You know,
has nothing to do with who they play. Has nothing to do with who they play for. Like, I gotta like Tyler Hansbrough either. But that's a Maryland thing, right? Tyler Hansbrough did never do anything wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
He was just a hard nosed dude.
I mean, and it's so much that goes into Duke basketball, like. I developed a hatred for Duke basketball when they beat UNLV, and I was kind of like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? Like, how could they do that? You know, I took that loss personally and began to hate Duke after that. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Because that UNLV team was like the first team that was like, you know, that was the first team that kind of was, what's the word I'm looking for? They brought a certain culture. To mainstream, they exposed mainstream basketball to a certain kind of street culture
they were
of
like
ball.
A
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they were
trendsetters. You know what I'm saying? Much like Michigan and the Fab Five that came after them and stuff like that. So and then they lose to Duke, like the good guys. You know what I'm saying? So it was like that's where my hatred for Duke started. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, those things are questionable and trivial, but this right here. You have a reason to hate these guys now.
Looking at their schedule about when he's going to get his, they open up ACC play on New Year's Eve against Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
In Virginia Tech. I mean, Buzz Williams.
Yeah.
He's not going to back down. That's fine. Then home for Georgia Tech, BC. Meh. In Florida State in Tallahassee.
Listen, it'll go down in Tallahassee.
I'll tell you where it'll go down. The next game, Saturday, January 14th. In Louisville, Kentucky, against Louisville.
They're not playing. Louisville's not going to play that with them.
You don't think so?
Huh?
What do you mean that play without that?
No, no, no. Louisville will go at him.
Correct. Yeah. You saw it last night in Kentucky. It was a great game last night. Yeah. Louisville and Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. I seen a little of that game last night. That was some good basketball. But I'm a John Calipari guy. Okay. I grew up a Rick Pitino guy.
Yeah. Right.
But I've switched Italians.
Yeah, it was a good game last night between those two teams. I watched that entire game. It was fun. It was fun. I'm excited for college basketball, and you got conference play starting next week finally. So all this stuff beforehand, that's all done. Conference play is here, so that will be fun.